I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, and Johnny Cakes Auville.
Do I look any different? I'm using a different computer to zoom in, a better computer. Or is it the same?
Looks like the shot is wider.
Yeah.
I can see the whole casting couch.
More of the casting couch, yes.
A little bit of end table.
What is different?
What computer did you go to?
My wife's computer. I was using an old beater where I owed Rab another $5 because the stupid charger died before Sumner Redstone did. So I owe him another $5.
You have to do that every time?
Yes.
You don't understand. Cakes has paid me like $40.
Because he keeps buying these knockoff chargers.
Yes.
And how did that even come up? How did you come up with that?
Because Drab and I used to make weird, crazy, exotic bets, and that's probably the wackiest. And as long as Sumner Redstone is roaming the earth and my chargers keep dying, I'm on the hook to one Drab t-shirt. I just am. I don't know what to tell you.
We agree that your camera looks better, though.
Yeah,
well, I mean, this is a brand new, this is a laptop that's less than 6 months old, so it should look better.
Yeah, you look clearer.
Yeah, I can see all the grays in your goatee.
There you have it on NBC Sports Washington.
I actually just ordered a whole rig so that I can actually use one of my, my D4, one of my nice cameras, $5,000 camera.
So
my picture should look a lot better. In a week or so.
Well, right now, I'm using whatever app Apple uses in their laptops. That's what I'm using.
Cakes Apple has a good one.
Has the best shot by far right now.
What do you mean in terms of crystal clear?
Of quality,
size. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm jealous. We had Rabel on, and Rabel had the best of the four of us, and I texted him right away afterwards, and I was like, dude, what are you using? What kind of lighting? Because I got $500 on the lighting, more than that, and he said that when he was on the Today Show, they tell all their guests, just use your iPhone and a ring light because the iPhone cameras are so good.
Right.
And he by far had the best picture of the four of us.
Who knew I'm technologically advanced?
Yeah.
You stumbled onto something.
Well, that old computer, it just tells you that old computer is a full-on beater. MacBook Air, just terrible.
So is this what you're going to use this going forward?
It
should.
Looks that way, yes.
What is this one?
It's a MacBook Pro.
Oh, it's one of the new.
Apparently, I'm a pro professional.
Yeah, you look good.
Let's open up the entertainment page here, find out what's going on in Hollywood. Celebrity Scoop. If you do want to chime in, it is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
All right, there's a lot here. I don't even know which one I want to take. You know what? I'll do this one just because I know this will make Cakes. You know how you sometimes when you see someone else's misery, it kind of makes you feel a little better, especially when you can relate to it.
The old misery loves company bit?
Yes. NBC Sports announcers take pay cuts, Cakes. Mike Tirico, Al Michaels, Dan Hicks are among the NBC Sports on-air personalities who will take a pay cut, ready for this, for the rest of the year.
You mean the guys who already have FU money are taking a pay cut?
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to people's bottom line, I don't like to see people have to give money back. Because, I mean, a lot of people in the country are either losing their jobs or giving money back. And it sucks.
Yeah. So, we've talked about, you could Google what Entercom did with their talent. You could Google it. ESPN announcers, they agreed to take a 15% pay cut. Fox Sports announcers, they had to agree to a similar reduction. Ad sales have been down everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just, it's freaking
It's a disaster.
Nightmare.
It's a disaster.
Disaster.
Everywhere.
Companies
don't. All walks of life, it's a disaster.
That's why, you know, the ones that
besides
we have.
Besides Amazon. You know, I think Amazon's the only company making money.
That's why the ones that we have, you know, Metro Men's Health for me, you know, Corona, BMW Fairfax, whatever they are, you know, Offenbachers, JP's, the ones he, you know, the car dealerships you guys all have. But that's why we're giving them all that love. They need it. They're hanging in there.
Yep.
You know,
I can't tell you how many times I see an Amazon driver or FedEx or UPS driver on my street, on my block, in my neighborhood, and then landscapers. Landscapers are killing it because they've been deemed essentials from the start. So they've been out since, you know, early March, mid March. I mean, landscaping company owners are killing it.
Well, you know, you bring up a point because my wife keeps threatening to get rid of my lawnmower, and I'm so bitter about it.
Oh, get rid of it. But I'll come over and get rid of it for you.
I have what I consider. I remember when I first bought our first house, I bought my first Toro. In fact, I didn't buy it. It was a listener who ran a company, gave it to me. But it
you
was
bought a JC?
It was a JC.
It's a good one.
That's an inside zing about nine people get.
It made me laugh.
But
JC Toro made Drab laugh. I hear him laughing.
Yeah. JC actually, he and I were actually messaging each other yesterday. But yes, she keeps telling me that she wants to get rid of it because she's so embarrassed when we open up the garage door and it looks like lurches and there's just stuff everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's mine's actually getting better. We're clearing out.
Well, ours isn't. It's getting worse. And I'm really resentful of it. Now, Grant, I haven't used that lawnmower in probably 12 years.
Yeah, why would you need it or want it?
Because I keep telling her, when they fire us, I'm going to have to fire the landscapers.
No, that's even if we get fired, I consider that an essential service.
Well, that's because you almost die if you mow the lawn because you have the grass
again,
allergy.
This delicate ecosystem can't go out there and mow grass. It just can't.
Okay,
it can't handle
Eric
it.
Can.
I can, and I actually don't mind it. And back in the day, I used to not mind it but I like to do it when I want to do it. Not
by the way, you can't have much grass left with the fancy patio in the back.
Yeah.
Your front yard's small.
To
do your yard probably takes 15 minutes.
Right, I would charge 20 bucks.
I probably should be doing it.
You probably
Meanwhile,
shouldn't be paying.
Yeah, you know what? We probably should talk to the landscapers and get some money back.
I mean, are you kidding me?
It took away half the job. But anyway, I resent it. I resent that she's trying to get rid of my lawnmower. I have this weird protective thing where I'm like, no, I don't want you to get rid of it.
Well, you got no room in your garage.
You've got a little hoarder in you. It's established.
Well, okay, that's true too, but it's a freaking lawnmower it's a great lawnmower. Remember, like I guarantee you, if I just primed it a little bit, put some fresh gas in, I'll start that blicky right up.
But you haven't used it.
When's the last time you started it?
He said 12 years.
12 to 15 years.
Oh, my God.
There's no way that you
just
go out.
Up space.
And
but it's
press
a good lawnmower, Jay. It's not like it's some piece of poop.
I'm sure it's fine, but it's.
But when are you ever going to need it?
When I get fired.
But it's
I mean,
sitting.
Seriously, you're not going to need it. If you haven't used it in 15 years, you're not going to need it for the next 15.
Yeah, well, I'm just keeping it for the rainy day.
There's no way that
first people I'm firing are the landscapers.
It's impossible that you walk out there right now and primed it a few times and it just all of a sudden springs to life.
Well,
after 12 years of inactivity.
My brother could come over here. He'd spray some stuff on there and he'd fire it up. Trust me. Put some new spark plugs on that thing. And I'm telling you, because it's gone years of inactivity and then been fired up before.
Yeah.
Now, the blade is dull.
So dull.
That would
blade
be out,
is dull.
That thing would be out at the curb so the trash man could take it with the quickness.
So you currently have zero lawnmower in your garage.
I haven't had a lawnmower since I lived in my townhouse.
Zero lawnmowers.
16 years ago.
All right. JP lives in a townhouse, so he probably doesn't have one. I'm the only one that has a lawnmower.
You're it.
Yeah. I don't have a lawn. Why would I have a lawnmower?
I understand.
Right. I mean, that's just pointless.
Well, for some reason, I can't get rid of it. I don't know what to tell you.
JP, is there anybody on your block that has a lawnmower?
I would guess no, because we pay hefty HOA fees, and they take care of it.
Right.
All right, now, I know this story is right up Valdez's alley. Anytime there is an issue in Hollywood Cakes, Who do they turn to for the answers? Who's the leader? The porn industry.
Okay. I didn't know that they led the way.
Now, of course. Anytime,
any type of question, I mean, it was vague.
I know. Well, like when the internet first came, who led the way and showed how to monetize it?
Porn is at the vanguard. They're at the tip of the spear.
So, So the porn industry has obviously dealt with epidemics before when they had the HIV epidemic and testing. And so they have actually been consulting Hollywood on how to get back up and running. They have their own deal where they have their porn actors. They're all in a database. They get tested. It's either once every week or once every 2 weeks. Now, this is a little bit more different. It's a more contagious deal. It's something you can get, just shaking some dude's hand. They have to be a little bit more diligent with this one. But the people that have pioneered the tracking and tracing system in the porn industry are consulting with the big-time Hollywood execs so that they can open up. How about that, Cakes? Porn always paving the way.
I guess. I didn't know they were such a revolutionary leader in all things. But
they're on the cutting edge, bro.
I guess they are.
Is porn taking a hit in terms of new content, or is it continuing to churn out?
No, they have quarantine porn.
New content.
Quarantine porn. And, you have, people in lockdown. They just put their cams up.
Do you want to know something?
Cam girls are killing it.
So embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram the other day. Sometimes I like scrolling through the comments and reading them. And some hero on some Barstool post on Instagram put a login and password for Brazzers. It definitely works. So I have a silly password now.
Oh, posted it for everybody?
Yeah, posted it for everyone.
Why?
That is a hero.
I don't know, but he's an American hero.
And it still works right now.
Yesterday it worked.
It worked yesterday around noon?
Check it today.
Yeah, I'll check it right now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Are you doing it on your phone?
Yeah,
on my phone.
There?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Check it.
Members area. All right, there it is. I'm not a robot.
Members.
Right.
Membership expired.
Oh, of course. I always catch up to you.
You thought you were just so silly. Jason.
Yeah.
In New York, I could see you doing this. You probably have your own right there in Ashburn. I'm the Fire King. You're the King of Ashburn.
Uh-huh.
They are, you know what an old speakeasy is? Those old bars,
the
Prohibition era, they would go to underground bars where they would serve liquor to people. During the lockdown, bars are kind of, I guess, on the down low, opening up to private customers. And so there might be 6 or 7 people at a bar, and they're just serving people during the lockdown on the down low all the rules.
I like that move.
I got my own speakeasy here in my kitchen.
Yeah. Right. But I could see Lurch doing that at one of his spots.
I was actually offered that by one of my spots the other day, but I'm not going to say who.
See? And it's
like Willy Wonka for Lurch.
Yeah, right. Market's out there.
So it's a spot that you tend to go to, and they're opening on the down low, Jay? You and the owner type thing?
They just said, anytime you want to come by, just give us a call.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But they didn't say you can invite your friends.
What a life.
Right?
Yeah, but I probably won't do that. I mean, I'm not going to just sit there by myself and talk to the manager.
Well, no, I think the only reason why you do something like that is if you're having like a little underground, little against the rules get-together.
Yeah, I want my boys there with me.
Right. There's a Middle Tennessee drive-in theater, Cakes, that is offering movies 7 nights a week. It is up and running. The indoor movie theaters are closed now, so if you want to catch a new release, you go to the Stardust Drive-In Theater in Watertown, Tennessee.
Watertown.
It's operating at 50% capacity, and they're currently showing films like Trolls World Tour, Onward. You can also catch The Invisible Man or The Wretched. So there you go, Cakes. Admission, $8.50 for adults. Kids are $6.50, and just pull up in your car.
That's apparently good to know. So I could drive to Tennessee for a drive-in movie.
Population 1,400 in Watertown, Tennessee.
Cakes, did you know that, I guess you're like the stadium guy? So the Rangers have a new stadium, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah. I believe it's Globe Life Park.
They're using their parking lot now for drive-in concerts.
I saw that.
So you can have as many as 400 vehicles. You're going to be allowed in for each show. But here's the weird part. See, I think I like this idea, but they're forcing you to stay in your car and listen through your FM radio signal. Hmm. So you're probably putting on some channel, you know, like a Bluetooth thing, listening to your speakers. They should just let people open up the windows, sit on top of their cars or whatever they do, or put blankets out.
Yeah, the listening through the radio part tilted me when I saw the
listening
story.
Listening on the radio, why even be that? I mean, it's just so dumb.
I mean, the only thing you should be listening to through the radio is the old Junks, of course. Or 106.7 The Fan.
Right. Yeah, people got to start driving again.
I mean, yeah, we need
people
that.
People got to get back in your cars.
We need it so bad.
I mean, just between you and me, you got to get back in your cars, people.
I'm noticing a lot more cars on the road. Yeah, even in the mornings.
You know what? Just go out in your car in your driveway and turn on the radio. If you want to listen that way, that works for us.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Redskins. Of course, we talked earlier in the show
it's
about
rooster time.
Randy
rooster.
Moss's son, and he expects big things at tight end for the Redskins this season. We'll talk to Chris Russell, Redskins insider, next on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, open line Thursday. Presented by Window Nation. Search it for new windows and doors. Search at windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. Installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Believe our pal Chris Russell, Redskins insider for 106.7 The Fan, joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Rooster, you there?
Hey, fellas. I hope you can hear me. I'm kind of listening through through my phone, but I don't think this is going to work.
It's actually working right now.
We can hear you good.
We can hear you. Yeah, we're good to go, brother.
All right, how are you guys?
Hanging in there, man. How about you?
Just trying to get through this. Kind of sucks. I don't know if we're ever getting back to normal society
here.
I mean, I keep trying to be positive, and I keep trying not to be fatalistic, but God, is it hard.
Yeah. Are you going outside and go for walks and all that?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, doing at least 2.5 to 3 miles a day. So I'm doing okay in that regard. It's just there's only so much non-stir crazy you can get. I have not been bored 1 second. So I don't know what other people are doing and whatever. I mean, I've got my website that I'm running and my podcast, and even though I'm not doing as much radio and whatever, I mean, I'm always listening, and I'm always managing something or communicating with somebody. So I haven't been bored 1 second. I don't know what other people are doing and how other people are filling the time, but I haven't been bored 1 second.
All right, what's been the big deal on the website? Like, what have you been focusing on in the last week or two?
Well, I mean, the Redskins, for me, I mean, what I'm trying to do is, find content that is kind of unique and different, but Redskins related. So, like, for instance, our pal Rick Snyder is doing a series called Old Ricky. the way he refers to himself is funny because it's just so old man. And it literally is old man. It's old Ricky's Redskins tale. So what he does is he tells like a short written story about Deion Sanders or Irving Fryer or one of the old Redskins. Today it's, the offensive coordinator that they brought in 2009, my first year on the beat with you guys, that was the bingo caller. I forgot the guy's name already. So he's telling this story, right?
Well, and then he's the offensive coordinator
of something new. Yeah. So we're kind of like trying this old approach, something old, something new, you know, kind of melding this fan base together. And then, you know, I write a bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of other guys that are doing a bunch of other stuff. So we're trying to keep everybody fresh with Redskins content in a time where we don't have that much. And it helps, like yesterday we got to talk to Thaddeus Moss, the undrafted rookie, Randy's kid. And then today we'll talk to Sadiq Charles and a couple of the other guys. So, you know, we're still cranking out content, still having fun, and getting ready for a training camp that might never happen.
No, it'll happen. Did you like Moss? Like, well, I know he has a chip on his shoulder. Definitely didn't appreciate from reading the quotes him being passed up in the draft, which any kid would feel that way. I mean, what was his personality like?
I did think he was more feisty than I was expecting. I don't know why I was expecting somebody a little more I don't know what the right word is, a little calmer or maybe a little less indignant at times, but you know, I guess from a football player's perspective, if you were expected to go in the third or fourth round and you went undrafted, you know, that costs you a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. It also potentially costs you, you know, that benefit of the doubt. Like if there's a close decision or whatever between a guy and you, you might not get the benefit of the doubt because you're undrafted. They have less capital invested in you. Yet, the other thing that besides that I would say I took away is he is very adamant about, hey, don't think that I've had it easy because I'm Randy Moss's kid, because I haven't had it easy. Now, whether that's true or not, I mean, we'll just have to kind of see. But he was adamant about that. And then I guess the other thing that jumped out to me that was interesting, fellas, I don't know if you saw this, was he chose the Redskins, he said, because they called first immediately after the draft. And he kept saying that, which is okay, fine. I guess you go with the one that shows you the most appreciation and love right from the start. But then he said he chose the Redskins over the Bengals and the New England Patriots, largely and mostly and or maybe even exclusively still because they called him first. So that was kind of interesting that he chose the Redskins over the Patriots and reuniting with Burrow and in Cincinnati just simply because the Redskins were the first on the phone.
And Rooster, part of the chip on his shoulder has to be just his DNA, because his dad should have been a top five pick. He plummeted because of, you know, character concerns and issues, and he was at a bunch of different schools, and he wound up going, I think, 20th or 21st. I can't remember the exact number, but his dad carried that around with him through his whole career. So it's not really a surprise that Thaddeus is basically doing the same thing.
Yeah, Cakes, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. You're right. Absolutely. And it turned out to be a Hall of Fame career, obviously, for Randy Moss, and right from the get-go, he was awesome. You know, and who will forget that Thanksgiving Day? What do you have, three touchdowns, I think it was, as a rookie for the Minnesota Vikings, if memory serves me correct? And then he was part of that great New England Patriot team and so on and so forth. I mean, you're right. Chips on the shoulder can be a good thing. Now, sometimes it could maybe drive you to be so wound tight that you're a bad teammate or a bad guy or hard to deal with. I mean, we're seeing some of that, obviously, with the Jordan documentary. Not that he was a bad teammate, but when you're wound that tight, when you're that competitive, when you're that motivated, you have to channel it properly. So I hope he certainly can do that. I certainly hope he reminds himself, hey, you know what? Whether it was fair or unfair, I'm an undrafted rookie. But here's the thing. I would say there's a really good chance he's going to make this roster because we all know the Redskins don't have top-end talent at that position. If Richard Rodgers is healthy, he'll make the roster. Remember, his dad's also on the coaching staff, so that's one thing in his favor. Not that that guarantees him a spot, but he's an established tight end. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy for 2 years. And then you have Logan Thomas, who's absolutely going to make the roster. They seem to be very high on him and much higher than maybe his numbers and his raw production from his career coming from a quarterback at Virginia Tech to a tight end at with Detroit. So he's going to make the roster. So it comes down to probably Thaddeus Moss versus Jeremy Sprinkle versus a bunch of other jabronis. And I would tend to think that Thaddeus Moss has a really good chance, especially being that one of those jabronis, Jeremy Sprinkle, makes a lot of money.
Hey, Chris, have the guys, the newest Redskins, the guys they signed in free agency and maybe even the draft picks, have they even been to Ashburn yet? I mean, to look for places to live, to see anything, to see the town, or are they just staying home and kind of waiting it out?
Yeah, Jason, as far as I know, only injured players are allowed at the facility, even to sign contracts. So I believe, as far as I know, the answer to that is no, unless they've just kind of gone on their own without going to the facility. Usually players, probably my experience, and again, I don't want to conclusively speak for anybody, generally don't do that. And really, they don't spend a whole lot of time like, you know, like free agents sometimes will spend, you know, with kids and a wife and that really care about education. They'll spend time like kind of surveying the landscape or all that stuff. But a lot of these guys don't do that anyway. They just go with, you know, who gives them the best offer, the best situation, the most money, whatever the case might be. Not that the Redskins are throwing around money like it's going out of style, but a lot of times they'll just do that and then they'll kind of make it work around that because they know that an NFL team is going to have extra resources that just a normal civilian won't have. So, you know, unless you're injured, you're not allowed in that facility. I know that. And even the contract execution, and again, the physicals and all that stuff has had to be done remotely or, you know, in your own hometown or wherever you're from or wherever you're located.
Where's Ron Rivera these days? Does he go to the park? What does he do daily?
No, from my understanding.
Works out of the house, probably.
And, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't talk to him every day, so I don't want to make it like seem like I'm checking in with him every day. He's just working out of his home. I mean, again, they're not allowed in these facilities, and the NFL is, you know, unless the Redskins are breaking rules that I don't think they are, they're not allowed in these facilities. Again, injured players are. So like what you'll have is like the head athletic trainer and some of the doctors. And again, injury rehab guys like Reuben Foster will go, but Ron, coaching staff, they're all working remotely. My understanding is just like they were during the draft. And part of the reason for that is the NFL does not want one facility or five facilities open as opposed to 30. You know, they want everybody on the same page, which is also going to be a problem, guys, when we get to training camp. I mean, we're already starting to talk about different remote locations. I mean, I have no idea if the Redskins are going to Richmond. I don't think they are. But I think they're going to have a hard enough time. And I know people are not thinking about this. Maybe I'm over worrying about it. Just having 90 guys in a facility that isn't built for 90 guys, quite honestly. You know, like, where are they going to put all these guys? Where are they going to all shower? Where are they all going to get dressed? Are they going to have guys sitting out in 95-degree heat after a two-hour practice waiting to take a shower because only a certain amount of people can be in the shower and in the building at the same time? I have no idea. These little things are what I don't know about when it comes to how we're going to go into and enter the next phase. Everybody just assumes, oh, well, if there's no fans, they'll be football, they'll be baseball. Well, there's logistics that are far beyond just no fans and playing the games.
Lots of it, yeah. So you're saying that even though the state of Florida said that the state is open, facilities are open for teams to practice and play right now, you're saying the NFL will not allow Jacksonville, Miami, and Tampa to do that?
That's my understanding. That's what they've said all along.
Because they obviously would have the advantage.
Yeah, they just extended the virtual offseason program to the end of May, which tells you they're obviously not going to do the on-field, on-grass OTAs, you know, mandatory minicamp stuff. for whatever that's worth, right? I don't think anybody really expected that. The question for me will be, what do they do with training camp? Like, the Redskins could go if Virginia, if Northern Virginia is still in some sort of an extended lockdown here or whatever. The Redskins could go maybe to West Virginia or to a college university in a state that has a football facility. But again, do they have football facilities for 90? I guess they do, because college programs, Division I programs have that many players, but I don't know how they do it safely. That's my worry. It's kind of going that next step of, okay, we can practice, we can have 90 guys on a roster, or whatever it is, 85 guys, but do we have the facility to do it safely and properly within proper protocol? Not to mention, are we putting our guys in danger just by having them collide and sweat and hit each other? And I guess Fauci was talking about the transfer of fluids and all this stuff that you don't even think about, right? So I don't know how Florida and Arizona are going to regulate and monitor this, and I don't know how the health organizations are going to deal with this either.
Well, you saw Greenbrier out in West Virginia. Their you know, teams are looking for facilities outside of their states, and they've hosted before. They hosted the Saints. They hosted the Texans. So that's going to be another spot that's at least one NFL team is going to be looking at to work out at.
Absolutely. But there'll be college universities and all that, because colleges, I don't think, unless I'm missing something, fellas, are going back, right? So you won't have to compete with that like where you normally would have to compete with that. So I don't think it'll be a facility issue, even though places like Greenbrier are going to be attractive. I don't think it'll be a facility issue. I think it'll still be a management issue of how do you deal with all of this humanity in tight, close quarters. And again, it's not just practice, it's pre-practice, it's training room, it's post-practice, it's showers, it's meetings, it's all of that. How do you deal with that? I don't know. I mean, I'm not smart enough to know that. All I know is I see logistically a lot of issues and a lot of problems and a lot of frustration.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to testing.
They're just going to have to test. They're going to have to hire a private company. They go in there to do a swab, a five-minute test every day. And then
that's the way to do it.
You guys have seen those tests, though, right?
Well, I mean, I know there's some issues with the accuracy. There's always going to be an issue.
Yeah. I mean, if
all tests have
what I've seen on Twitter is any indication. Jason, you said you saw one. No, those tests look awful.
I took one.
Yeah, but that's not the standard necessarily. They have new ones now.
I think there are different
ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I took a swab.
Maybe it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. I don't know.
Jason took the horrific one, like the first one that they came out with.
Yeah, I took the bad one.
Yeah.
Guys will take the hard one if they're going to get paid.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do that.
I mean, I don't know. You have the union and all that stuff working into that. I mean, we're seeing what's going on in baseball, right? There's all sorts of different issues. And I mean, I'm not trying to be like negative Nancy here or anything, but I see more logistical problems that are there more than just, oh, can we play a game on TV and can we play a game in front of 10,000 fans, 5,000 fans, or no fans?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely logistical issues.
Rooster. Thanks for the insight on the Skins.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
See you, bro.
Safe. All right, Rooster. That's our pal Chris Russell. When we come back, we'll do a World Series rewind here in the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chuck is going to be live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We thank you for tuning in on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Every morning at this time, though, we do a little World Series rewind. Today we look back to August 30th, 2019, where Anthony Rendon, who is no longer a member of the Washington Nationals, ended the game in walk-off fashion.
It's the World Series Rewind. Presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Rendon trying to get the ball out of the infield here. Static sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base in left field. Kendrick will score from third. Turner's around third. Coming home.
Daniel Hudson got hooked in that game because he gave up two runs in the top of the ninth.
Right.
And then, of course, Rendon had the walk-off to give him the win.
One of his rare bad outings from when he was picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, at some point, I can't even remember, might have already happened. Remember, he had the paternity leave where he missed a couple days.
Correct. But they beat the Marlins 7-6 that day to improve to 75-58.
Yeah, many thanks to the Marlins for just being terrible. That was their franchise record 13th straight road loss. So thank
Good
you to them.
There, Jeter.
Well done.
Doing these little segments every day at 7:40, it kind of inspired me to wear this hat today. You know, because I always pick it. Usually I'm just wearing a Nats hat. I like the red Nats hat. I got about 100 of them.
Right.
But I wanted to wear the World Series hat. You know, to me, it's a little gaudy. It wouldn't be my choice, but MLB makes them. But, you know, we've been playing these little clips every day, and I said, you know what? I'm going to rock the World Series hat today.
You're in the spirit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very good.
A little bit. It sucks that the championship hats are so heinous. And I say the same thing with the Stanley Cup hat.
Well, the letters are so big and bulky.
Well, it's just so much going on.
It's just so busy. Yeah, it's a busy
hat. Why don't they take away all the other stuff? Just put the trophy in the dub. That'd be silly. I think that would work. But anyway, is what it is. I'll probably never wear it again because I really don't like it, but I certainly like what it represents.
Sure, you like what it signifies.
Do we know the timeline on the voting for the Major League Baseball players? Of course, they are presented with a proposal. Trevor Bauer, who's caught a lot of headlines in recent weeks from his phone number being thrown out there publicly to what he said yesterday, apparently very anti-Major League Baseball player proposal. Adam Jones jumped in there as well, the former Orioles center fielder. Do we know, is there a deadline on the voting? When are we going to hear if it passes?
Oh, they haven't even talked money yet, really.
Says the MLB Players Association has already agreed to reduce salaries.
Right. Well, yeah, they agreed to prorated salaries back in March. That was the agreement.
Right.
And so now the owners are trying to restructure the agreement, and that's why the players are pissed.
Uh-huh.
They're already taking 50% cuts in their salaries because it's going to be 82 games. So now the owners want to take even more with the 50-50 rev split.
Right.
I think it has to do with the revenue sharing, and the owner's perspective is, well, we're not going to have fans in the stands. So right, we're not going to have that revenue coming in. So I don't know where it stands.
Well, I think the players want the money to be, if they agree to it, they want it deferred. So they want to be paid in, you know, the next 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it is. They don't want to completely forfeit that money like other people do.
I know that feeling.
But
Bauer's complaints are not health related. They're finance related. He doesn't have a problem with their protocol and how they're going to do any of that, or maybe.
Well, he might, but I think it always comes down to money, don't you?
No, I think for some people it doesn't. I think for some people they'd be, you know, potentially they could be more concerned with health related stuff.
I think it has more to do with the revenue split. Like if you look at, I'm looking at an article on CBSSports.com. Bauer linked his tweet to a YouTube from an agent who makes points about the proposed revenue split and the problems with
it. It's his agent.
Right.
Have you seen his agent?
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him. I've never seen him before that.
No. He's got a new agent. He's got a new agent, and I believe her name is Rachel Luba. Why don't you just Google Rachel Luba? Or click into that.
I was looking at a picture, and it looked like it was a dude to me.
Go to that YouTube video that he put on his link.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Who did you change the name of your?
Yeah.
You did? Why did you change it to Buttman?
Because he's got the colonoscopy.
Oh, gotcha. All right, I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's just for today.
I'm not thinking about your butt.
I know. I am.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about
it. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's a chick.
Well, it's not just a chick. She's hot. We should probably fire our agent and hire her. She's got to be the hottest agent of all time.
All right, we got a guy calling in. He wants to give us his bad beat story with his colonoscopy. Do you really want to hear his horror story about his cancer or whatever? I really don't want to hear that. Do you want to hear that? That's kind of...
Why not? It's relevant to the butt man.
Oh,
Jason's the butt man today.
I don't want to hear the horror story. But cancer...
How do you know it's a horror story?
It says bad beat. That's all it can be.
Oh.
Let's go to Rob. I mean, what, you're just trying to scare people? Come on, we know.
I'm already pessimistic about it. Now yeah. This is going to be in my head. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's not that bad, Jason. So I had a colonoscopy scheduled for right when the lockdown was starting.
Uh-huh.
And so I kept being skeptical. Was this going to happen? I mean, you know, they were canceling all these procedures and all this stuff. So I called like 2 days before, even 1 day before. Oh, yeah, it's on. I did all the prep. And then my wife drove me down. I was miserable. I don't know how you're going to feel tomorrow, but I was miserable. Wife drove me down. Closed.
Oh.
They were closed.
So you did all the prep.
So you did all that prep for nothing.
Which is the worst, for nothing. Yeah.
Right.
So, and just to let you know, I think I heard you saying you were excited to eat on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So after I got done yelling at the lady that I called, you know, the office manager, that they didn't call me and properly tell me that the procedure was canceled, I don't know why, but I asked at the last second. I'm like, because my wife's just driving to McDonald's so I can have a chow and a Big Mac. And I'm like, by the way, you know, do I have any diet restrictions right now? She said, oh, yeah, I wouldn't eat for a while. I would, you know, I would eat really lightly tonight, and then maybe you can get back into it tomorrow. So I had like 4 miserable days of all that crap and everything else. And
they kept you on the schedule. They kept you on the schedule. They closed it for that day, but they kept you on the schedule for what, the next week? How did that work?
No. I was on the schedule for the day I was supposed to have it. And then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're canceling everything, and they failed to call me and tell me.
No, I get that, but then you asked them if you could eat, and they said no, I would eat lightly. So did they reschedule your appointment?
No, because they were closed for a while. They're not doing any. They weren't doing any elective procedures for. I still haven't had it. So yeah,
you're
screwed. I don't know.
Well, why couldn't you eat? Why couldn't you eat a Big Mac?
Because you can't, your system, it's like on Survivor when somebody chows down on a big meal after they haven't eaten for a while.
Right.
Your system's all messed up. It's like you've been sick and you have to slowly get back into it.
Okay.
Just start chowing.
I got you.
So you gotta be careful with that. And I'm sure they would have given me that instruction if I actually had the procedure, but I didn't. But
what was I was going to ask you, what was your prep like? Just the day before. Yeah. That's what I'm not looking forward to. It starts today.
Yeah, because you're already not eating well because of the first 3 days or whatever, the prior days.
Right.
And then you have the big thing the night before, and then the big thing the next morning. And by the time you're ready to go to the procedure, you're just like, oh, I'm so ready for this to be over. And the thing takes like 15 minutes, I guess. It's like really short. You know, they put you to sleep and it's not a big deal. The bad deal is the prep.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I did all the prep. However, the good news is I had lost like 6 pounds and I was gaining a couple back and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this. So I've now lost 15 pounds. Like I just used it as a springboard to,
gotcha.
to lose more weight.
Well, get your procedure, Donk.
All right,
let's
get
the procedure.
Good job, bud.
You'd be fine. Sorry that you had to go through that. I would be distraught if that happened to me. I mean, Jason would be livid.
Remember.
Don't worry, they're not going to do that to me. They're not canceling on me the day off.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday. Coming up next, what is going on with Under Armour, and is Steph Curry going to leave them?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.